Blog Talk Radio.
What are you doing tonight? You want to start a revolution? Hang in there. We'll give you our intro to the show. And don't forget that to boycott NBC, at least to give them up for Lent, after Saturday Night Live went to work on Jesus and called it comedy. I don't buy that excuse, he's a comedian or she's a comedian. You nail my God, I'm nailing you.
I'm catching Mike Savage, and he opened up with a story that hit the blogs first before it was mentioned on Savage. I haven't heard anybody else mention it. There is a college in Pennsylvania called Allegheny College, and they're running a seminar inside a church on a female masturbation. And that is why I say I would rather see all the universities closed and the money go to free education for children so that we can rebuild this country from the ground up. Savage is outraged by the fact that the seminar is being led by a woman named Weintraub. And he is posing the question, why doesn't she do it in a synagogue? And then he mentioned the male counterpart and said, why isn't he doing it in a mosque? Why did they single out a Catholic church? And what's sad about it is there's no protest from the Catholics at that university. And then I remind myself that there is a show that got great notoriety and was given a command position on talk radio, and the show was Opie and Anthony, and they broadcast a sex act that took place in St. Patrick's Cathedral, in the back of St. Patrick's Cathedral. And it was the latest rage. And that's where we are today. We are Catholics on the run. I think this Pope has turned in his papers because he can't handle the onslaught that is taking place on Catholics throughout the world. and the infiltration of the Catholic Church by communists. And Savage coined a new phrase tonight, the sexual communists. And that's it. That's what's going on in America. We are doped up and effed up. And I'm going to give you a little story about why I believe that we have to offer, as Catholics, we have to offer free education for grammar school children and high school children. And forget graduating summa cum laude communists. So hang in there and I'll dig out that story. And those 12 Catholics in the Senate should all be excommunicated along with Governor Cuomo. And it's time that the Catholic Church has started to enforce canon law. And all you have to do is to remind the House and the Senate that there are no amendments to the Ten Commandments.
As long as I shall live, I will testify to love.
What do I see when I look at America today? I see 3 out of 4 families underwater in their mortgage. I see families maxed out and stressed out, trying to keep the family unit together and to provide for the needs of the family. And I see people who would love to send their children to a Catholic school but can't afford it, and therefore are thrown to the communist wolves in the state-run schools, who every day get more communist. And that's why I say I would rather take college money and spend it on babes, and spend it on preschool, and spend it on grammar school and high school, so that that young mind, that most formidable mind, can be given a chance to know right from wrong, which is not being taught in communist cucumber schools today. I'll give you an example.
Feeling comes a stealing, and it sets my brain a reeling when I'm listening to the music of a military band. Any tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's that patriotic something that no one can understand.
Way down south in the land of cotton,
melody untiring, ain't that inspiring?
Hurrah, hurrah, we'll join the jubilee.
And that's going some for the Yankees, by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old flag. You're a grand old flag. You're a high-flying flag. And forever at peace may a wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true for the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should all acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag. I'm the kid that's all the candy. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. I'm glad I am.
So long, Gold Sand.
I'm a real live Yankee Doodle, made my name and fame and boodle, just like Mr. Doodle did by riding on a pony.
Say, can you see anything about a Yankee that's a pony?
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, I'll a Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart, she's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am a Yankee Doodle boy.
Here we are, we're back, and I had a little technical malfunction, and I'm trying to correct it right now, and it looks like a nightmare, it looks like a nightmare. Just bear with me 1 second, and we'll see if we can remedy the situation. Okay. Just bear with me one more second. I had it. We'll give you another tune. And, here's one, Without a Song. You ever hear this song?
the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, that field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good, no how, without a song. But sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. But I'll get along, long as a song is strong in my soul. What makes the grass so tall? I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never end. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend without a song. That field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good, good, no how without a song. I've got my troubles and woe, but sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. I'll get along, long as a song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. Without a song. Without a song.
Everybody makes me. me a chance, oh baby.
A punk like my love, don't go away.
Baby,
I need your love so badly.
What do I see when I look at America today? I see 3 out of 4 families underwater in their mortgage. I see families maxed out and stressed out, trying to keep the family unit together and to provide for the needs of the family. And I see people who would love to send their children to a Catholic school but can't afford it and therefore are thrown to the communist wolves in the state-run schools who every day get more communist. And that's why I say I would rather take college money and spend it on babes and spend it on preschool and spend it on grammar school and high school so that that young mind, that most formidable mind, can be given a chance to know right from wrong, which is not being taught in communist cucumber schools today. I'll give you an example. My 6-year-old grandson told his 4-year-old sister, after she said grace before meals, "You won't be saying that prayer in kindergarten." And I asked him why. And his response was, "I have been in kindergarten 89 days and still no prayer." You should know, when these kids say their prayers before bed, the first one is in Hebrew and the second is in Catholic. When both were in Little Angels preschool, they would go after class to the chapel and light the candles by the Blessed Virgin and pray in Hebrew. I often wondered if the Monsignor passed by and heard the chant, would he drop dead? And then the kids would have to chant a Kaddish. Sitting at a Christmas pageant in a preschool auditorium, my grandson played Joseph, the carpenter true. I take care of baby Jesus and Mary too. The guy behind me reading the playlist blurted out loud, "Joseph is being played by a kid named Goldstein." Smiling with pride, I said, "Yes, he's part of the original cast." In light of a child looking for signs of God in a Soviet-style school, I wondered how the teacher would react if Joseph stood up and said, "Teacher, I've been here 89 days and I have not heard one prayer." What would her reaction be? Is she programmed to give the party answer? Joseph, this is a public school. Here we separate God from country. Joe says, "Why would you do that? I thought the Second Amendment stated freedom of religion, not freedom from religion." Teacher says, "The ACLU says freedom from religion." Joseph asks, "What part of the government is the ACLU? Wait till he finds out that the same government pays Planned Parenthood $1,500 a crushed head times 3,000 kids a day. What is he going to say? My country, 'tis of thee? Father, forgive us. We care not what we do." And now the communists are destroying the Boy Scouts. In Canada, they mutilated the Morally Straight, which had a membership of 350,000 scouts. Now it's down to 115,000. The same communist tactic works on the military. We no longer get the best, and only a skeleton crew of freedom is left. See Benghazi. That is why North Korea is making New York nuked videos. And I predict within the next 4 years, we will suffer a nuclear strike somewhere in the world. While evil grows like a cancer, our Soviet-guided government is taking good people's guns away. To think when Harry Truman was inaugurated, he kissed the family Bible. Yet, at the 9/11 hearings, after 3,000 Americans were slaughtered by Muslims, hijacking planes, when they had the hearings, there was no Bible. And the question was, Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you? Go get the reset. Go get the replay. Has anyone seen my plunger? Americans are now strangers in their own land. The melting pot is clogged. We're in trouble. And I just wanted you to know about it. Children need moral guidance. And when the communists take away their morality, they take away their spirituality, and they will take away their patriotism. And all that will be left is another pancake in the International House. Somebody handed me this. It's a clip from Celebrate Life, March to April of 2003. Wanted for fraudulently claiming Catholic faith. The Deadly Dozen. Ted Kennedy from Massachusetts. Tom Harkin from Iowa. Hanoi John Kerry from Massachusetts. Tom Daschle from South Dakota. Thank God he's gone. Christopher Dudd, the swindler. the alleged swindler from Connecticut. Conjob, Connecticut. Here's a state. They caught the attorney general lying about his military service, so they made him a senator. And, of course, one of the two Cauldron sisters are from Maine, and that's Susan Collins. And Olympia Snowjob is the other one, but she's not here. Susan Collins is a Catholic. Jack Reed, here's a guy that can hurt you. And he's from Rhode Island. No Hope of Rhode Island. It's where John Kerry keeps his boat to avoid Massachusetts taxes because he's looking out for the little guy. Patty Murray. Oh, my God. Yeah. She's going to be the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz. She's from Seattle, Washington, the first Soviet state. Mary Landrieu. She's a cracker. She's a cracker, you know what. She thought she was going to get kicked out on Bush's second term, so she told her constituents that she would support Bush if she was reelected. And then as soon as she got reelected, she gave her constituents the butterfly. Patrick Leahy, this guy, he's going to be buried in the Kremlin wall. He's from the communist state of Vermont. And then there's the little old lady who lived in a communist shoe, Barbara Mikulski from Maryland. Boy, Maryland really sold out, didn't they? And then there's Joe Biden from Delaware. Two guys from Delaware. That's the best you can do, Delaware. Now, all these people are voted to kill kids. 8 men and 4 women. Yeah. Unbelievable. And it says you can't be Catholic and pro-abortion. John F. Kennedy promised to keep his Catholic faith out of his public service. Well, he sure kept it out of the swimming pool when Jackie was away. I think all Americans, not just Catholics, have been paying for that mistake for 40 years. And that's the truth. These 12 United States senators claim to be Catholic. They always use it to get votes. And, of course, we got one up in Albany there, Mussolini, Cuomo. He not only wants to take your guns away, he wants to take your baby, too. He's going to play King Herod in the next Christmas pageant. Yeah, he's a real sicko, that guy. And he says it over and over again. He's like a broken record. He repeated it 3 times. We will not have any babies in this country. It's a woman's right to choose. How would he know? Maybe he should have the abortion. Yes. So, these 12 United States senators claim to be Catholics, but their public support for the deadly practice of legalized abortion, it's murder. Don't give it a fancy name like abortion. It's murder. And don't give it a fancy name like fetus. That's junior or cis. Yeah, I saw a girl at a demonstration, enraged. It's my body, and I can do what I want with it. Keep your rosaries off my ovaries. Woo! That's tough, huh? I'm glad she doesn't own a hotel, because if she does, tell me which one. I like to sleep like a baby. Oh, God. Yep, canon law. 915 makes it clear that professing such heretical beliefs makes them unworthy to receive Holy Communion. Never mind Holy Communion. Bar the door. Excommunicate them. Excommunicate them in public for the crime of murder. Because the state says it's not murder, that doesn't mean that God says it's not murder. Those who obstinately persist in manifest grave sin are not to be admitted to communion. The church can't, they're afraid to give the guy a host. He's going to make a stink in front of cameras. Bar the door. Ask him to leave if he's sitting down. What is Chuck Schumer doing in St. Patrick's Cathedral? Him and Cardinal Leegan should have been thrown out the day he was sitting up front. We call on all bishops and priests to respectfully refuse Holy Communion. Bar the door. Ask them to leave. Excommunicate them. This isn't a confirmation. Get rid of them. They're getting rid of the kids. Get rid of them. I dedicate the next tune to the prisoners of the womb. They have no legal representation. I wonder if a pro-life mother would be allowed to get a social security number for a babe in the womb. And the birthday would be the day of conception. How's that? What do you think would happen? Would they get the social security number and you give the baby the name before? As soon as you know it's a boy or a girl, you call Social Security and get him a Social Security card. And then you can go around with a T-shirt that says, "This baby has a Social Security number." Oh, boy. Would they be up in arms? Huh? They'd probably come and arrest you, make you give the baby back. Yeah, we know how that works. Well, the Dr. Joseph Mengele Award goes to these 12 senators, and there's more. There's more. And Cuomo is another one. He shouldn't even be allowed. They should have a Cuomo-free zone in Catholic schools. Okay, let me give you that tune. I'm dedicating it to the prisoners of the womb who don't have the right to an attorney and can't be a citizen until they escape the meat cleaver.
Will you come and follow me? If I but call your name, will you go where you don't know and never be the same? Will you let my love be shown? Will you let my name be known? Will you let my life be grown?
And to such as this. and admit to what I mean in you and you.
Have you noticed that nobody is pushing the movie The Passion for Lent? But as soon as Lent began, the church, all Christians were attacked to remind us that Lent is nothing but a comedy routine, that the Passion of Christ is nothing but a big joke, and that if you're dumb enough to be Christian, you're behind the times. And if you're Catholic, you're medieval, and you're worshiping statues. And there's only one religion that really is forward-thinking. Forward, comrades. Go communist. Go Democrat. Be forward-thinking. Yes. And what is the sacrament? The sacrament is marijuana, sacred marijuana, followed by heroin, cocaine, methamphetamines, ecstasy, and anything else we can create. In my book, The Spirit of America Party, I say, if horse manure was the greatest high, the racetracks would be full of Americans and the barns would be stacked and overflowing. And as soon as the gate was open, you'd see noses chasing these trotters. And they were all hanging around the winner's circle for a fix. The loser's circle is really what it is. One out of five Americans is a junkie, and we can't face up to it. Planned Parenthood kills 3,000 babies a day. I don't know how many a minute. I think it was three a minute. Don't hold me to that, but 3,000 babies a day. 1,200 are white, 1,100 are black, and 700 are Latino niños a day. Birkenau Auschwitz couldn't process that many in a day, and Hitler only killed them for 5 years, and that doesn't count all of the innocents that were killed by Joseph Stalin and the Communist Party. The Nazi Party is dead, they are gone, but the Communist Party lives on. And the only difference between a Nazi and a Communist is the uniform. And both hated God. Now hang in there. So, no movies are showing The Passion. Mel Gibson has been condemned to Coventry. And I want to give a shout out and thanks to Mel Gibson for creating the movie The Passion, and how they try to stop him. they smeared him. They smeared him, and then he had a problem, and they helped him with his problem. But he still gave us the passion, and that is to remind us that, as Jesus said, a good man falls 7 times a day. And Jesus himself fell 3 times on the way to Calvary. And I want to give a shout out and thanks to Andy Garcia, a true Cuban patriot and a good man, who is not corrupted by the Hollywood lifestyle, and gave us Viva Cristo Rey. Fantastic. I loved it. If you haven't seen it, go see Andy Garcia's Viva Cristo Rey. There is a bulletin circulating in the blogs on the internet, and it's called Tim Tebow Let Us Down. Tim Tebow didn't let anybody down. Tim Tebow was a young man, and I just told you, Jesus said a good man falls 7 times a day. And do you know how hard the devil is working on guys like Mel Gibson, who he has almost destroyed? And Tim Tebow, who was falling for the first time, how they mocked Tim Tebow. They made fun of him because he prayed during a game. And they tempted him many times, I'm sure. And when he falls, they will be there to show him on the floor. They will show the broken remains of Tim Tebow. But you want to know something? God likes Tim Tebow. And what God wants, God gets. So let's see what happens. Let's see what happens to Tim Tebow. Remember what Jesus said, the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Right, Governor Cuomo? Did I just hear Governor Cuomo say, Lazarus, give me water? Speaking of water, do you see how they nailed, how they Sarah Palin'd Mark Rubio? They made fun of him drinking water, right? And I sent them an email, and I said, make that water bottle your trademark now and give it back to them. And the next day I turn on the TV, thy will be done. And what is Rubio doing? He's in Israel with Netanyahu, and they're toasting each other with bottles of water. Fantastic. Great. I don't know whose idea that was when they got over there to do that shot, but it's total genius. Excellent. Das ist ausgezeichnet. There's a rift coming in the Republican Party, and they're not going to be able to hold it together. There's going to be a nuclear explosion inside the Republican Party. Mark Rubio was not Mark Rubio, but Mark Levin is now calling out the Democrats and the Republican Party. We got to get rid of the Grey Poupon Blue Bloods and put them in their place inside the party. We can't split the party and go our separate ways. We have to take the party over. We have to strike for our country. And the last people we need in leadership positions is the blue blood Republicans who think they're entitled to it. And John McCain got a workout. John McCain got a workout at a hearing. I thought he was in Arizona. He was in Florida. He was snowing the people of Florida, and a guy stood up and says, when are you going to close the border? And then John showed him the wall, and he says, that's no wall. And McCain said, what do you say it is, bananas? That's a banana. All right, everybody, look at the banana. But McCain was wrong, and that guy was right. We got to build a wall. And Savage is saying that Reuters has reported a survey taken in the United States that the majority of Americans want illegal immigrants deported. Whoa, who's covering up the truth of that story? And Reuters is no friend of America. So, there is a volcano about to erupt, and we got to regain our party composure, and we got to do what the American people want, not what the media wants, not what the communists want. We want to destroy the divide and conquer people, and we want to drive the communists out of the Democrat Party, and we want to bring the country back to Jesus Christ. 80% of this country is Christian, and it's time that 80% of the country is stood up and put an end to being pushed around by a handful of communists and ACLU devils and Southern Poverty Law Center Satanists and atheists who want crosses removed. They haven't earned the right to take them down, and the same goes with the flag. They haven't earned the right to take it down. They never fought under it. Well, I'm an atheist, and I was in the service. Good for you. Good for you. Give that man an ice cream. Hang in there. I'm going to play you this tune, because after they take your guns away, they're going to tell you you can't whistle this tune anymore. The first part of this tune is dedicated to the four Americans who were abandoned by President Obama with extreme prejudice on the rooftop in Benghazi. May God give you justice, because you didn't get any support from the American people. They don't even know who you are, and they don't care. The only ones that carry your brothers in arms. And a handful of Americans that know we're losing our country. Sean Smith. Tyrone Woods. And Glenn Doherty. Along with an ambassador. Chris Stevens. Betrayed by people in a ready room that watched on live TV their slaughter and then lied to cover up their cowardice in the face of the enemy. And they were cowards in Washington, D.C. And they left those guys to die on the battlefield. So the first part of this, what I'm going to play for you, is Taps, and it's in their honor. And one day you will have justice here on earth. And the other part is the Star Spangled Banner. I apologize for the scratches in the vinyl. It was made in 1944 by the people who invaded Europe on D-Day. If you count the scratches, there are 47. That's each scratch equals 8,000 Americans who died in World War II. And pray for the 1%, less than 1%, that is being harassed out of the service by the communists. Their chaplains are being told not to say the name Jesus Christ outside of a closed room. They're being re-indoctrinated to believe that their enemy is their friend, and they're being marginalized by six sex people, and it's driving away the bold and the brave. And that's part of the plan. That's part of the takedown of America in all ways possible.